Testing.
All right, sounds like we're on, bro.
Awesome.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is episode 33 of Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is one of your hosts, Eduardo Pineda.
And OG Benny Blanc's in the hizzle.
So we're recording again through the app. Well, last time it was through a conference call, but this time we're trying it out a little bit different. We'll see how it goes. But not that we're, well, I mean, we are practicing social distancing, but we are trying to do a live podcast sometime during all this chaos, but we're just going to have to wait and see when our schedules align and stuff.
Yeah. So Javier's not with us today. He's actually working, I believe.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing? As far as us, we're just hanging in there.
Yeah, crazy, bro.
Yeah, very crazy. I'm currently working from home, which is pretty cool, but I'm here all day. So, you know,
how does that feel, carnal, being like home the whole day? Like, I'm pretty sure.
It kind of sucks because, you know, sometimes I see my wife going out to go see, you know, help out my mom or, you know, to go help her mom. And, you know, I'm like, damn, I wish I could go. And I could probably go, but due to my work, I require two screens. So it's not like I can just grab my laptop and go. I can grab it and go and then try to work back and forth, but that's just going to slow me down. But.
And then you're at higher risk too, huh?
Yeah, because I'm diabetic. So it's like, oh, man.
All that shit is just all crazy, dude. I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm still like a little bit shocked over all the stuff that is happening. But at the same time, I stay grateful, you know?
Yeah. You know, you have to, you know? I mean, you can only, you know, make the best of this while we're still here. So, I honestly, you know, it is kind of cool that I don't have to drive. You know, I don't have to drive to work. Been staying home. Been staying with my kids. I don't know if you guys can hear that. That's my son running back and forth. You know, but to everything else, you know, I try not to really look at the media. Just, you know, pretty much wash my hands, clean up, not try to be around people. And, you know, just wait to be called. And, hey, you guys can go back outside. I am enjoying the memes, though. The memes and all jokes aside and everything that you see on social media.
Way after all this is over.
Yeah. You know, it does kind of suck, you know, for the kids that were supposed to graduate. That this is their senior year. Some of them won't even get to go to... Well, none of them will get to go to prom. Grad night, they won't experience some of those things, you know, to those that it matters to, you know. I mean, I had fun going, you know, when I was in high school, and you know, I enjoyed those things, you know. But
I didn't do none of that, to be honest. Like, I mean, I went to prom and shit, but I didn't go to like grad to like the other like stuff.
No,
Carmen.
Yeah,
like some of them, I'm more like. I feel more sorry for the athletes than just the regular students.
Yeah. No.
Some of them are going to get bumped, right? Like the elementary students, they're all going to get bumped to the next grade or something.
Yeah, but it's not that easy. You know, they still have work. Like, I have my daughter. My daughter has conference calls every day.
But they said that even if they don't do the work, carnal, they're still going to get bumped.
Are they? Well, we're making sure that they do their work.
I know.
My wife is on
it. I'm just saying, like...
just in general, yeah. Yeah.
Because, and like, in my school, and, like, and I'm pretty sure not only in my school that I work at, but just in general in poverty areas, like, it's really... Sometimes the parents are not too involved in their...
Oh, I know, definitely, you know. I totally understand you. Wow. You know, my parents were pretty much the same. They weren't really involved.
Well, I'm pretty sure your parents didn't know. They didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know. My parents didn't know. You know, all they had to do was provide and put on a table. You know, same but way. You know, for these newer generation parents, yeah, I get what you mean. Because I see it. You know, my and it's not just, you know, parents that, you know, for example, my parents were pretty much they were new to this country. You know, they've been here before, but, you know, when we first moved here.
Were they educated, Carnal, back in Mexico?
They were educated in Mexico, but they were self-educated.
Like, did they finish, like, high school and stuff? Or
no, no. So my dad, I think, finished up to sixth grade, and then he joined the workforce. My mom was actually, if you gotta understand, my mom was pretty much an orphan by the age, well, she had lost her mom, and my grandfather always worked. So she was pretty much always with grandma, and, you know, grandma was more, you know, more country, I guess I could say. She was more about
labor.
Yeah, labor, you know. So she taught my mom other things, you know, like how to, you know, cook, clean, help out. My mom would watch the herds of cows and
like traditional old school.
Traditional old school, yeah, like rancho type stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. My mom would wake up at the age of six and be on a freaking horse with her coffee at 5 a.m, making sure that the herd of cows wouldn't run off. And, you know, my mom's told me some crazy stories, man. She's, you know, she's been through a lot. So my mom actually got a little bit of education more when she got older, and she landed a gig right here in Mexico. That's a huge, super long story, but just to be short and brief, when she landed this gig, the man that helped my mom out was, he educated her pretty much, sent her to school, and pretty much took my mom under her wing. My mom was just a kid. My mom was maybe, what, like 12? And he was a friend of the family. And, you know, my mom lived there till I think the man died. And then my mom met my dad and eventually got married. But, man, how did we get here right now?
We're just talking about education.
Yeah, about the education. So, yeah, you know, my parents were, you know, my mom always worked. My dad always worked. You know, pretty much I could say my mom was my sister, you know. My sister kept me in line, but then my sister got a job. And so, you know, I understand, you know, it's pretty much like a cycle. Simone. And I'm trying to break that with my kids, you know.
Simone. But one of them doesn't go to college or nothing, like, you shouldn't feel bad, you know.
Ultimately, yeah. You know, and you're right. I don't, you know, because there's a lot of successful people that, you know, Simone, that don't go to school, and, Simone, you know, they're pretty successful at what they do.
Yeah.
So,
Simone, but even then, like, it's good that you, because it could be a route, you know, it's a potential route.
Yeah.
But it's not the only route.
It's not the only route. No, definitely. You know, it's an avenue for them to, you know, to pick up other.
But because, look, they gotta have options, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
it's like a different option. Like, the more options that people have in their life, like, to be able to do something, I guess, is the better. You know.
Yeah.
You can choose from, like, what you actually want to do versus just fucking randomly doing shit.
I wish I would have chosen school and taken it more seriously. I guess I got to stop living in the past.
Well, sort of. You know, it's just like the best for your kids.
It's just son las cartas de la vida, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, back to the whole corona thing. Have you heard anything that in San Diego we're going to have to be face covered now?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wow.
I don't know how. It's only when you go to the stores and stuff, right?
It's kind of scary, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I
You know,
said.
just because people can act fools wearing a mask, and you know, but let's hope not. Let's hope nobody acts irrational. Yeah, I don't
Like
know
in
if it
Mexico,
was
have you
like.
seen in Mexico, bro?
No, not at all.
I think they're looting the big stores.
Oh, I did see that video. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because you see the military go in, and it looks like they're looking for stuff too. I
Yeah.
was like, what in the world?
Yeah, it's some other shit, bro, in Mexico.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Yeah. Well, supposedly in the Philippines, the president
Oh,
gave out
yeah.
orders that if you're caught outside, you are to be shot. I
Simon.
was like, get the hell out of here.
Well, in China, bro, they're saying that in China, all the people that are tested positive, a lot of them just were disappeared, bro.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they don't know exactly, like, what's going on, but they know that they've disappeared people.
See, that's scary.
Simon. But even over here, I mean, we're not getting shot or anything, but fuck, it's crazy not being able to go
Go to
for a
the
simple walk
stores.
and stuff, you know? And
Yeah,
I get
no,
the si I get
definitely.
the, I understand the seriousness and everything, but it's just is mind like it's mind
It's
bending
mind blowing.
because we were so used to like just
Going out.
being able to do whatever you could, you know, I mean, you still had restrictions and stuff based on like times and days and stuff, but you could go to the theater or you could go, you know, just enjoy a walk with your family somewhere or to the beach or, you know, we had a lot of freedom and
Yeah.
all of that shit is kind of
It's
temporarily
kind of
gone,
gone.
you know? And it's like we don't even know when this is actually gonna go back to quote unquote normal. You know?
There's no telling when.
Like we're in it for the long run.
You know, I went to the stores yesterday just to go look for the a couple essentials, and I went for some food, but I was lucky to find what do you call it?
Face mask, gloves,
No, hand
or
sanitizer,
hand sanitizer.
but it was that personal one, that small one,
Simone.
and they were only allowing one per person,
God
and I was
damn.
like, yeah, man, I was like, really? They're like, yeah, pretty much. I was like, okay, I'll just buy one. So we're sharing that here at home.
Just wanna
But
go quick, huh?
yeah, almost definitely. It's gonna go quick.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as you have your running water, you should be good, you know?
Yeah, we should be okay. I'm not too concerned with it. Now, my hands are super dry though.
Mine aren't, but
They're super dry. I've been using lotion like crazy.
you know my hands that sometimes they sweat a little bit and shit during the day. So I think that's what keeps mine like moist, but I do wash them and I do use lotion, so I'm not really too worried about them being dry, but it's just I'm not normal. It's not normal, you know. Javier's calling, carnal, so let me see if he wants to join. Javier has joined the podcast, guys. He just called us up, so I merged the
How's it
call
going,
and now
baby
he's on.
friendly?
So again, we were talking about just the impacts of the coronavirus. Not really the impacts, but just like in general, how it's crazy how all this situation keeps going, and we're not 100% sure how long it's gonna be, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of craziness out there. You know, One thing I noticed too is that there's still a lot of people out there. I mean, the other day I went to downtown San Diego. I was driving my truck over there, and I seen like a group of people like exercising. I mean, everybody together, nobody like separate. It was like crazy.
Everybody all together.
You know?
Sometimes people feel invincible, bro.
I guess so, man. I mean,
But I mean, we're not. I don't think it's gonna. There's not. It's not gonna go back to normal anytime soon.
Oh no, not at all.
Pretty sure. And also, like, whenever everything finishes, like, you know, if it gets better, still people are gonna just have that feeling.
The after effects and stuff.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, they're still gonna be like, no, you know what? I don't want to get close to anybody. I don't want to go to any movies.
Simone. That's why, did you guys see that article that I posted that AMC theaters might go out of business?
Oh, yeah?
Simone, because they're already struggling as it is, and now that they can't be open, like, they would have to do something. I don't know, I mean, I don't know what they could do or not, but I guess maybe if they can do original content in the meantime, or if they would be able to...
Well, the streaming,
like,
movies,
streaming services, huh?
Yeah, the streaming services are killing it right now, man.
Well, they could stream, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they made their own streaming app.
Yeah, if AMC did that.
And then they could charge, like, if they want to charge, like, a little bit of money for people to buy, like, be able to watch the movie on their phone or some shit.
Membership or something.
Yeah.
Because I really haven't seen any like new trailers or anything that have you seen anything new?
Well, they stopped all the releases, bro. All the movie studios like stopped their production, and they moved their dates like on the movies that were supposed to come out, or sometimes they put them on their streaming services. Like, I think Mulan is gonna launch on Disney
Mulan
Plus.
The Black Widow. Go watch in theaters with Bloodshot, man, and get the
opportunity. Did you ever get to read the comics?
No, I never did. No, it never really caught my attention as a reading comics. So I wanted to see what it's about. After, like, I did a little bit of research. Just like, you know, YouTube videos on what it's about. And it sounds pretty cool, you know? I like the graphics look pretty cool on the movie. I'm a little iffy about Vin Diesel, but, you know.
Yeah.
Can't really complain.
I'm not too much of a fan, so I'm not, like, even sure I'm pretty sure there's a lot of shooting and stuff, but, or, like, a mission or something. What, or do you know, Javier? Have you read the comics?
No, I never read the comic. I don't know if it's, is it Dark Horse or is it Image?
Same page, I believe.
Image
Comics.
Yeah, it was around the time whenever Marvel and the artist split up. And the artists,
their own ways, and companies.
Whenever they made Image Comics, I think that's when they made that one.
When Jim Lee and all the guys left DC, huh?
Yeah.
And McFarlane. Todd McFarlane.
They had Savage Dragon and all that.
They had Young Blood.
Yeah, the New Blood. Yeah.
Young Blood.
That was a pretty cool comic, to be honest with you.
I think Wedworks was another one, too.
Wedworks was another one. Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Was Youngblood was supposed to be like the competitor to X-Men, right? Like their own type
the
of
X-Men, yeah.
Back in the day, I was all into that Savage Dragon, man. It was a pretty cool comic. I used to draw a lot of the, you know, whenever I would get a comic book and, you know, draw some of the stuff that was in there.
What is that one about?
I think he's a cop or something like that. He's like a dragon or something, but
he's like a You know, Kevin Fischbeck knows a lot about him. He's a fan. He's a big, big fan. But yeah, he's a big old muscular.
It's a green dude with a mohawk?
I guess, yeah, like a fin or something on top.
Okay, I think I've seen a couple of his comics. Or I might have, because back in the day when I used to, when I started collecting comics, I used to buy like some image lots, not because I was interested in all of the comic books. I used to buy them because they used to come with Walking Dead comic books. So I would just grab all the Walking Dead comic books and I would sell the rest.
Who makes Walking Dead?
Image.
As far as Image?
Yeah.
Wow.
They had them. Well, yeah, but the comic book is over, bro.
Yeah, of course.
They own the rights to the material, though, and all that stuff. To the property or whatever.
So did you guys hear that in Mexico people are losing it?
No.
Coronavirus? Well, they're not losing it about the coronavirus, that people are rushing down to the stores. They're buying beer because they're closing the distilleries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that must suck, bro.
I was like, oh, no way, people were buying beer.
Yeah, people, the alcoholics and the freaking, and like people who are cheating on their spouse or on their couple, like those people are really suffering right now, I'm pretty sure, bro.
Oh, they're hurting. They can't go see their friends.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure this is causing like a lot of things. Like, I saw an article or like something on the news where it said that divorce rates had gone up because of the coronavirus.
No, the thing I heard in the news this morning, man, it like, you know, made me feel bad, but abortion clinics are having to tell women to leave because there's like lines and lines of women wanting to get abortions.
Damn. They're getting busy.
They're having to refer them to other clinics and stuff like that, but yeah, man.
There's gonna be a baby boom for sure, bro.
Oh, definitely. It's the babies of the coronavirus.
Just like that, just like that one. Man, that's gonna be some. I can see a lot of jokes with that. But
Generation Corona.
Do you guys remember that one time when the power grids went out and shit, and then like it was all dark for
Y2K,
no, cuando se fue la luz, like the electricity went out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like that?
That was like 2 years ago, like 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people were ready to go buy ice.
Well, yeah, but there was also a baby spike after that.
Funny you're talking about that, because I was telling you that a lot of the kids never came out here, you know, a lot of the kids stay home, they play with their tablets, and the day that happened, dude, I saw tons of kids out here, dude. I was like, I told my wife, I'm like, did you realize there was all those kids lived here? She's like, no, I did not know this. These are some of the kids I'm seeing for the first time. I was like, oh, damn.
You gotta think about it. You live in a big complex.
I call this the, what do you call it? Call it New Jack City. Or New Jack City. You know where I'm at. Yeah, the Carter. There's the Carter. Oh, there's like a whole zip code right here. He's got his own gangs, everything.
Did you ever see that movie, Hello?
Which one?
New Jack City?
No, carnal, I haven't watched that.
that's some old school stuff right there, man.
It's a classic?
It's a classic. It's up there with Scarface.
Oh, neta.
It's a classic. Wesley Snipes played a badass villain, dude.
thing. But I have watched, like, fights, like UFC fights or things like that. I've been watching some stuff like that and some soccer stuff, too. Oh, yeah, with my daughter. That's been pretty fun, to be honest. So, that's what I've been trying to do, like, new stuff. Because I just want to... I feel like I learn a lot from doing new things, like, experiencing new things. And especially with all this COVID stuff, like, there's a better... Like, there's no better time.
You know, I took advantage of the time that I've been home, finished a lot of projects, organized a lot of stuff that I didn't know I had or that I still had, and, you know, I went back into Hot Wheels, painting them, stripping paint, pretty much. I mean, there's nothing else I can do.
Have you,
I went to the store and just,
you haven't... Everything. You haven't bought anything, bro?
Huh?
You haven't bought anything?
No. I bought some, yesterday when I went to my doctor's appointment, I went to Walmart, and they had pretty much two Iron Mans, and I was like, for $10. I got them for $10. They were not Iron Mans, they were, War Machines.
Oh, okay.
From the, what do you call it?
From the Fat Thor the wave?
No, from the smart hole. Wave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the blue packaging, huh?
Oh, and I did pick up a Sean Kemp Funko Pop that I've been wanting.
Yeah. Oh, was it that, what was it, Emerald City Exclusive or something like that?
Yeah, that one. It's a Funko exclusive or something.
Yeah.
You bought a Funko Pop, bro.
Just you saying Sean Kim, man, brought back a lot of memory.
Yeah, it's a spring convention limited edition.
Simon.
The box has it there. I didn't buy it to like flip it away. I just bought it for myself, just to put something on my desk at work.
I can't believe you bought a Funko Pop.
Yeah. $15.
Nunca compras tú, carnal.
Nah, it's gotta be something I gotta like, bro. You
yeah.
know, basketball is one of the things I do like.
You remember D. Brown?
Who?
D. Brown?
Yes. Oh, man.
Well, he wasn't short, but... He was the one that used to pump up his shoes to jump.
He did the what?
He
pumped up his shoes. I don't know if you saw the dunk contest.
No, I haven't. You know what? I need to check that out.
Yeah, which shoes was it? I think it was Reebok pumps.
Is he the one that breaks the with the backboard?
No. Just look at D. Brown dunk contest.
They do some crazy shit in those dunking contests, bro.
Yeah, I see a couple already.
Spud Webb.
Yeah.
He's a little shorty dunking.
He's a little guy.
I've been buying more sports cards.
What did you buy?
I bought like you had some more soccer cards.
Oh, any autograph stuff?
Not yet, bro. Mainly.
Like, whenever you go buy cards, like do you go with the intention of like you might get an autograph or like a jersey piece or something, or you just get them just to get them?
I buy them on eBay, bro. I'm not really buying the packs and stuff. The only time that I'm gonna buy the packs is if I think something good is gonna come out. or when I'm guaranteed an autograph or like a couple autographs, you know.
Yeah.
I'm buying like legendary players or players that are already made or are part of history, you know. So in soccer, I bought like some Messi cards, Maradona cards, Iniesta, Johan Cruyff. All of these guys are like players that have been part of history. So I'm buying rookie cards or cards that are like fucking chocolate edition, like they came out in a chocolate or something. Cause they're hard pieces to find. So I've just been buying some rookie cards, to be honest.
But I haven't got any cards lately.
I do plan on buying some packs, but like I said, it just depends. Mostly when they come with rookie cards or autographs.
So going back to the drawings, what got you into the drawings? Like, your daughter wanted you to draw something for her, or what? How did that happen?
Well, I play a lot of Mario Kart fucking on the iPad. Well, not a lot, but I do play at least like a good 45 minutes a day on the Mario Kart Tour on the app. So she's always been, every time that we go to sleep, she wants me to show her some videos and shit. So I show her Mario Brothers videos or like Disney, just small videos, like 3-4 minute videos on scenes from different movies or different shows or stuff like that. And then one day she just asked me if I could draw her a Mario themed one, and that's when I did Princess Peach. And then after that first one, she's like, oh, I want you to draw me another one. Every day she's excited.
You're the one that did SpongeBob, right?
Yeah. I didn't really like, I'm just doing videos on YouTube. I put videos on YouTube on how to draw like the characters or whatever, and then I just follow the lines that they do. And my proportions sometimes are not too great, but I can't complain, I guess. I'm not really looking to make this anything like too big. Like, I'm not gonna start drawing, but I know it's gonna, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy it, and it's gonna help me in one way or another. Like I told Caesar in one of the comments, because he was telling me, he was giving me a good compliment, which I appreciate. But I was like, if somebody pointed a gun at my head and told me that I needed to draw some sort of character, any type of character, you best believe that there's going to be a bullet inside my body. Porque sí, kinda. I'm not really good at drawing, to be honest. Like, at least not like freestyle or whatever, you know?
Yeah. No, I can't draw for sure. Yeah, it's just a lot of practice and a lot of I went to college to, what is it called, Southwestern College one time for art.
Simon.
And bro, I didn't like the teacher, you know, or his art style or nothing.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's cool. It's a school, and they have to teach you by the book. But if you're used to a certain style, or you're used to your certain style, and for somebody to try to force you into their style,
yeah,
you know, it's just, and ended up finishing the course, but, you know, I just got little bits and pieces of, you know, certain things in there. I didn't stick with what they were trying to teach you.
Yeah, that's the problem with school. Like, there's always many classes that sometimes don't really benefit you 100%, or you don't really learn what you want to learn because they gotta teach you like the background first and like the origins and all this other crap that is like, I mean, sometimes it's good to know, but sometimes I'm like, I don't see, like, one time I took I had to take a class, like a history of sports class. Like the history of sports. I was like, I don't know why I'm gonna need to use this in my life to be able, you know, like, I just didn't. Then there was a lot of classes like that.
In his class too, and people can go in there and, you know, mess around with the pictures and stuff like that. But he would do drawings and stuff like that. And one day I just walked into the classroom and he was doing like this, like, reverse image thing on the wall. And so he was drawing using just his fingers. Like, he would get his fingers dirty and just, like, you know, start doing a picture, right? And I got close and I was like, oh man, that's pretty good. And he goes, you want to try? And I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, here. And he gave me a piece of chalk and he's like, just start, you know, darkening these lines and this and that. And that was, it was pretty cool. And by the time you finish and you turn on the lights, like, dang, the image just pops right at you, you know?
And, oh, wow.
I learned, I picked up a new technique. Does that, and you know, he didn't even pressure you on, oh, it's gotta be like this, or, you know, he was just like, dude, just draw, don't think about it, just draw.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what sometimes I do is I overthink stuff, and, you know, you don't, you can't be creative like that, you know, you just gotta do it.
Yeah, you know, one thing that they say about artists is, or people that are, they're their worst critic.
Oh yeah, I'm the same way. I don't know how many times I've thrown something away that I just like, nah, you know what?
It's something that probably me and a lot of them would be like, damn, that looks hella sick. Like, what are you talking about? I have a friend that draws horror stuff, like Michael Myers stuff. So he always does these little drawings for me. Like, he does them real quick on a post-it, and he drops them off at my desk. I'm like, oh shit, I have actually a collection of them. And I'm like, that's pretty good. And he's like, nah, man, that's trash. He's like, I'm like, Nick. He listens. He's probably he listens to every podcast that we post, so he's one of our listeners.
Well, shout out to Nick, man.
Shout out to Nick Lowry. Yeah. You know. Yeah, I think an artist it's their worst critic.
Man, I figured out on the stuff like at the Comic Con stuff where these guys, you know, do their sketch covers, and but like they're there like doing everything real quick, and I'm like, God, damn.
Right?
they practice, bro.
They're good with it.
And they learn new techniques and shit, you know?
Open to everything. You really gotta be open to different styles. Even if you don't like a certain style, just to learn it, and, you know, it can eventually help you down the line to whatever you're trying to accomplish to draw.
Well, you gotta think about, they also, they're drawing, like, or they've been drawing, like, 8 to 10 hours, if not more, a day for, like, almost all their life and stuff. Well, not almost all their life, but I'm pretty sure since they were little kids, most of them.
Yeah. I follow Todd McFarlane on Instagram. Yeah.
while he throws out a video on, like, you know, doing certain things. But, oh my God, his drawings are so crazy.
He does a lot of digital stuff now, though, right?
Yeah, a lot of digital. Yeah, but, like, so
I haven't checked out any of his new stuff. I do remember Spawn, and I do remember Spider-Man. Spider-Man, and I love that style of drawing.
Well, you know the clipboard that I gave you, Eduardo?
Someone.
That's his stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tom and Paul and Gordon did the original Wolverine like that.
Oh, wow.
That's his interpretation?
Yeah, dude, like, I guess, I mean, like, his style is, like freaking awesome.
Simone, I've seen him draw, like, Batman on digital stuff.
Yeah, his run on Spider-Man, dude, that stuff is better.
His posing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like his posing for Spider-Man.
I think he was going to do something with Spider-Man again.
That would be sick.
Is there anything else that you guys have been doing?
What's your thought on like everybody doing the videos?
I like it, bro. I like the stuff, you know. I like people being able to participate. In general, I think that's been, like, the trend, you know. Even for school and stuff, a lot of people are going live and doing, like, the live thing has been increasing just because of the coronavirus, too. It's a way to express yourself. I'm sure a lot of people feel anxious or like some sort of nervousness just being stuck at home.
I get anxiety just being here all day. I really do, man. I'm just like, oh, man, I'm really. But, you know, I can't complain, you know, because when we're working, you're like, oh, I gotta go to work. Oh, I gotta go to work.
Simone.
But
it's a form. It's a form that people are using to de-stress themselves. You know, I'm pretty sure Caesar has a good time doing them, and Elisai, he's sharing everything with his family and stuff. So it's all dope. You know. I wish that I could go live. Like, I wish I had, like, my own room somewhere in my house. But unfortunately, that can't happen. But I wish I had, like, a little spot where I could just make unboxing videos and stuff. Because I've been wanting to do them. I've told Benjamin since a while back. But with all this COVID stuff, it's not even that possible either. Although, did you guys see that podcasting is considered essential?
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yeah, so basically, if we were to practice social distancing, we could be able to do a podcast. Like a live one.
We should. Like a group one? Between all of us, or...
Yeah, nosotros tres. I mean, it has to be less than 10 people for sure, so. And the least the better, I guess, as far as for exposure, you know? But we should plan it out and announce it in the upcoming days or something if you guys are down.
Yeah. Well, we got anywhere to go anyways.
We can do, we'll plan it out. Alright, guys, well, I'm gonna have to go because my lady's probably waiting for me. So,
my wife's already hearing me, like, come on, you know,
Simone. I gotta see how the audio is gonna be, and then we'll figure it out.
Alright, brother.
Sounds good. I mean, it's good to hear you, brother. It's good to hear
you. Yes, sir. Good to hear you, man. And what
And stay safe. Wash your hands, cochinos.
Change your
calzones.
All right, hey, babe. What's up?
Stock up on the beer.
Oh, I'm solid, bro.
Stock up on the beer, huh? For all the drinkers.
Yeah. All right, beta all right, fam.
All right, have a good one, guys. Peace.
All right, peace out, beta fam.